When you fill up with gas, you're putting an ethanol blend into your tank. Ethanol is a corn-based fuel, and now researchers are racing to find ways to make more fuel from plants other than corn, and for that matter, soybeans. One experiment is underway on a small test plot in Cambridge, Minnesota. It revolves around an ancient plant that could turn out to be the perfect thing for producing biodiesel. As a matter of fact, today, the project sponsors are hosting a celebration aimed at recruiting farmers to try growing camelina. Stephanie Hemphill has the story.
Gerald Gilley doesn't know what to think about camelina. He's been a farmer for years.
Corn, soybeans, oats, rye, just about everything that the farmers grow, you know.
But this year, he's growing something different. Camelina is a spindly thing that looks more like a weed than a crop, but Gilley and his colleagues hope it's going to be a whiz at producing biodiesel. Success for camelina depends on farmers growing it and manufacturers processing it. This 24-acre field near Cambridge is a test plot. Planted in neat rows among the bristly 2-foot-tall camelina are soybeans about 6 inches high.
Okay, let's see. When was it? The 6th of May, I think, we planted the camelina, and the 6th of June, we planted the soybeans. And all the camelina, the bottom of the seeds, is just as high as the beans, so that we'll combine over the top of the soybeans and take the camelina, and then this fall we'll have the soybeans to take as the second crop.
Two crops in one growing season on one piece of land. Harvest the camelina seeds, then harvest the soybeans. That's the goal of this experiment.
Soybean is something that's grown around here. People are comfortable with it.
Melanie Waite-Altringer teaches biology at Anoka Ramsey Community College. She's in charge of the experiment. She wants local farmers to try the combination.
And then if they can have a little icing on the cake of having this biofuel crop intermixed with it, it's a good thing, I guess. It's just another way to get additional money.
Waite-Altringer says camelina is a hardy plant that grows fast, doesn't need much fertilizer, and helps hold the soil in place.
I mean, you plant this right when the ground thaws. That's the best time to do it, is to plant it right at that moment, and then it will outcompete the other weeds that would be coming in. Oh, and it can withstand temperatures about 20 degrees, so it can stand frost.
Camelina is native to Central Asia and the Mediterranean. It was used for oil before the birth of Christ. This field was sprayed with Roundup herbicide to kill the camelina and make sure it's all dry and ready for harvest. The harvest will be sometime this week. Then the seeds head down the road to the Evercat Fuels biodiesel plant in Isanti. Evercat's David Wendorf holds a tiny seed pod between his fingers.
If you break open that pod, that's the seed.
Little orange things about the size of a pinhead.
These little seeds are about 32% oil right now. And we'll crush those, and we'll get about 20% oil out of the seed.
That's about double the oil content of soybeans. Evercat uses a patented technology that can handle any plant-based feedstock. The camelina seed oil will be added to a tank that normally contains waste oil from food processing and ethanol production and used cooking oil from restaurants.
From the feedstock tank, it's pumped in through our reactors, which takes anywhere from usually less than 30 seconds, and then it gets converted into biodiesel. We use no chemicals. We use no additional water.
Evercat has a $500,000 grant from the Department of Energy to push biofuel production from camelina and another weedy plant called pennycress. Evercat is small. It's set up to produce only 3 million gallons a year. Most of the biofuel industry operates on a much bigger scale. Dennis Timmerman, with the Agriculture Utilization Research Institute in Marshall, says he's impressed with the company's portable production plant. He says it would allow individual farmers to produce biodiesel from their crops to use in their own equipment.
It's a great place for the industry, their industry, to start, because their system has some advantages. It allows the producers to use a smaller scale and produce a quality fuel.
In Montana, farmers grow more than 24,000 acres of camelina. Results from the Cambridge experiment will be available in early winter. Stephanie Hemphill, Minnesota Public Radio News.